Baby, come here, baby. Yeah, please stop whatever you're doing and just sit here with me a minute. I feel like it's so easy these days to get lost in all the noise and the tension. So I just want to... I'd like to sit here with you. And hold your hand. On Vulcadigum, Mavourneen. May I do that, my darling? Oh. Lay back, close your eyes. Now feel my fingers sliding between yours. The warmth of my palm nuzzling against your palm, intertwined, compadoroch. Comforting. So alta. Safe. My lips brushing a soft kiss on the back of your hand. Feeling my heart beating slowly and steadily where our wrists are touching. Just you and me, love. Taking a minute to forget everything. Then there, my free cockroach. Everything. Take a breath. And share the quiet together. Oh, honey, there's something so comforting about this. The feeling of holding your hand. You know, when I was young, if I had a nightmare and I woke up all afraid, I used to hold my own hand, intertwining my fingers and squeezing. And I don't know why, but it always worked for me. Because in that moment, I felt supported. Maybe it's silly, but it really did help me get through a lot of sleepless nights. When I used to be afraid of the monsters. And my mother used to say that she'd find me asleep with my hands still clasped together. So I'm hoping that in this moment, it will help you as well. Like it did for me. Because I know we can all use a little comfort sometime. A bit of support. And I think by having our own back is very important. Sometimes the things you face, you have to face alone, you know. Or the people you love may not be physically there to hold your hand. But it's comforting to know that no matter what you go through, there is one constant, my love. You will always have yourself. And it's true that sometimes we may not always be our best teammate. We can say things to ourselves that we would never say to anybody else. We need to remember that through every moment of life, we have this ability to encourage ourselves. Sure, Maybe an outer voice will help, but making friends with your inner voice will serve you much better in the long run. Maybe giving yourself pep talks will sound funny at first, but nobody knows you better than you, right? And you know what you need to hear. You've got a good bullshit detector, don't ya? So give yourself some support today. And if there are things you know you need to hear, don't wait for someone else to say them. Take the time and invest in yourself. Speak out loud the things you know will encourage you. And even though you may find it a little silly, you may be surprised that it still helps. So when I'm not there with you, when I'm not around and I can't hold your hand, you can. You can hold it for me. And I hope you'll take a moment to risk feeling a little silly. And as you envision holding my hand, you'll hold your own. Hold it gently if you need to. Or hold it hard if you need to. But give it a try. And sit back. Close your eyes. Relax your shoulders. Take those long, deep, cleansing breaths. And hold my hand. You'll get through this. Just hold my hand.